Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk Wyoming Cowboy football. The Cowboys coming off their opening loss to Iowa. They'll be back at home, though, for their home opener this Saturday against Gardner-Webb. We've got running back Milo Hall joining us here on the program. Milo had 9 carries, 30 yards against the Hawkeyes. Milo, when you hear that, opening up the season at home, what goes through your mind, man?
It's a tremendous feeling, you know, just being able to get back home and play in front of the Cowboys fans. That'll be awesome. So I'm very, very excited.
Four straight games at home, too. You finish out the month of September with 4 games in a row at home. I was talking to Jalen. That's a pretty good opportunity to build some nice momentum, right, heading into the meat of the season.
Oh, definitely. I think it's a huge momentum. And also getting the first win of the year, that will help us out a lot. So we're all excited to get back in front of these Cowboys fans and get some wins going, you know.
And, of course, last year you went a perfect 6-0 during the regular season at War Memorial Stadium. The only loss of the year was in the Mount West Championship game. You play very well at home. Why do you think that is? Is it a comfort thing being at home? I'm curious, from a player's perspective, when you're playing at home versus playing on the road, the differences.
I think it could be a lot of problems, you know, as far as, like, the fans on the road, time zones changes and different things that happens when you're on the road that's just not the same when you're playing at home and being able to play in front of your fans and build off their intensity when you need a big play or something, you know. Playing at home here in Wyoming, there's a lot of fans here, and they're always excited and pumped to see us players make plays, and we build off that. So I feel like there is a difference, but you still need to be able to take care of things on the road, because that will help out a lot at the end.
What did you think of the pink locker rooms at Iowa?
I honestly forgot. I was more involved in the game,
right,
than getting ready for the game. So I honestly couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I was just wondering. A lot of people bring that up. I think it's more, more media-driven than anything. I don't know. I was just curious if you even noticed it or not.
Yeah, I didn't really notice. I had other things on my mind. Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Totally fine. I think that's a good mindset to have going in there. As far as you guys in the running game, what do you think made it so difficult to really get that ground game going, Milo?
I just thought, personally, I think the other two running backs do as well, and I'm not knocking any of our coaches or anything. I just thought it was a little bit harder to get going as far as just, like, you know, we were being switched off a lot during the game. Mm-hmm. So it was hard for all three of us to, like, get running, like, get in our groove. And I don't want to say that cost us, because you need to be able to, whenever your number's called upon, you need to be able to make plays. But, you know, you also need to be able to get in the groove. And I feel like not any of us had that opportunity. But I know the coaches are doing better, and they're gonna game plan for us to get in that groove this upcoming week. And whoever's hot is gonna stay in the game. So we're all excited for that.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you feel like that's going to change? And you kind of answered that question there for Gardner-Webb. What about Iowa's front seven? You know, we heard a lot about how good that defensive front seven was. Do you feel like they lived up to that hype? And it did, did Iowa make it any more difficult to get those yards?
I thought they were. Good. You know, mm-hmm. But I thought that we were good, and we had opportunities to make plays on. Make plays on them where we didn't capitalize, you know. So, like, you know, people only see the 3 or 4 yard runs, and they're like, oh man, that's not really working. But playing against a good defense like Iowa, those three and four yards turn into big explosive plays, and we were plays away from making those big plays happening. And I feel like some guys didn't step up, and feel like they will this weekend, so we're all excited for that.
Milo, I'm curious on the kind of the pulse of the team heading into the locker room. You guys think it's probably going to be 7-3 when you punt the ball away, and it's a 4-point game, and you know all that happened with the botched punt, and then Iowa goes and scores right before the half. Did that take a lot out of you guys, or were you guys quick to rebound from that since you were going into the halftime into the locker room?
I thought we were quick to rebound. During football games, you never know what to expect, mm-hmm. and things happen like that. So you need to be able to play off of it fast, and you need to have a fast memory, I would say, and be able to forget about it fast and come out of the locker room at halftime like it's 0-0. So I thought it hurt us, but as far as like during the game, we all didn't really think about it. We still wanted to do things to help the team win, and unfortunately we came up short, but like we're all really juiced for this week, and yeah. But like there's a huge win coming this week as well.
I was talking to the offensive line coach Scott Fuchs earlier today, and he was talking about how much different Gardner Webb is defensively than Iowa. He said it's just a complete 180, just a complete difference. They're three-man front, but multiple at times. Is that what you see too? Is that what you've kind of been told about this Gardner Webb team? It's just completely different out there, and it's going to be a completely different type of defense to run up against?
Oh, yeah. You know, we got a few days during the summer to scout Gardner Webb, mm-hmm. and it was completely different than what we've seen from Iowa just as far as their front and their schemes and stuff. And so I feel like we have a lot of opportunities this week to make big plays, and we need to be able to make those big plays when your number's called upon. And I feel like we're all excited, so yeah.
You know, Milo, I'm sure you'll be asked, or a lot of the players being interviewed right now are asked about how you keep your head in this week with an FCS team. And a couple guys have already brought up the fact that a couple years ago, North Dakota came to Wyoming as an FCS team and beat the Cowboys. What motivates you? What's driving you this week with Gardner Webb coming in? Is it that getting that first win of the season and getting some momentum going? What exactly is driving you guys?
Yes, definitely getting that first win. You know, We need to be able to make big plays this weekend. I feel like this is the week to do it, and we need to be able to execute our plays. And looking back at UNLV and Howard, we're not taking anything for granted. So, after seeing that, a lot of guys on the team are really motivated.
Sometimes those types of things, yeah, it's bad for the conference, but sometimes those types of things can refocus other teams as well. Now, it's interesting you brought that up because that's amazing. You see it every year, though, right? Every year, an FCS team gets an FBS team, and it's usually more than once. It happens all the time, doesn't it?
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, good stuff. Milo, thanks again for the time. Appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing you in that brown and gold brown jersey at home on Friday, especially for the next month. And we'll talk to you on Saturday. Thank you so much.
Thank you.